Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Cass. I'm joined by Adam and Grace.
Hello.
Hello.
And today we're talking New Year's Eve.
Do we still do the noises? I forget.
That's birthdays. What's the year's birthday?
Yeah, it is kind of the year's birthday.
It's the year's death day.
It's also death day. You're right.
No, the eve is
New
the
Year's
death.
New Year's Eve is the death of the year.
Yeah, that's right. That's so sad.
Old man time. He becomes a baby in the next.
Yeah.
I really don't like that. That's not how time works.
No.
You don't become a baby at any point.
Is that the tale that he becomes a baby?
Yeah, it's like the old man time gets to the end of the year and dies and melts into a baby. I actually can't remember the graphic that I'm describing. I'm sure it's not as horrifying as what I am talking about here, but from what I remember, he melts.
That seems like Phoenix rules. So that's,
it is
that's
Phoenix.
Not
it's very
is.
Much
terrible.
Phoenix rules.
It's melty Phoenix.
At least if we had it as a Phoenix, that would be, like, that's a lore we understand. It's the fact that men don't become babies ever.
Unless they're Benjamin Button.
They're Benjamin Button.
Maybe that was why they made Benjamin Button. Someone's like, we've got to get the
on
lore
New
into
Year's
canon.
Eve was like, I've got to think of a movie idea. Wait!
I didn't see Benjamin Button. Is Benjamin Button the year? Is that how that works?
I don't know. I didn't see it either.
I saw it.
I think a grown woman fucks him, but I don't know.
Is he?
All
right.
I don't remember that.
So,
wait, no, he's born an old man.
Yeah. Is he born an old man with a baby's brain, though?
This is what I'm talking about. The ethical dilemmas of this movie are immense.
And the other awful thing is, so he's born as an old man, but he had to come out of a lady. So he's baby-sized old man.
That's
Do
what
they
I mean.
Show that?
Yeah.
It's
like a little
word.
Old man baby swaddle, but then at the end of his life, when he becomes a baby, he is a baby that's baby-sized again. So he grows and then shrinks. Also, I got to the end of that movie and I'm like, what's going to happen? Because at the end of the movie, a lady's holding a little baby.
Yeah.
And, like, he's getting younger and younger. And I'm like, what's going to happen to the baby? Is he just going to go
dissolve?
Back to egg and cum?
Yeah.
No. He just dies as a baby.
Yeah, see, that's the most harrowing version of that.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. If he just kept shrinking.
Although there is
just a baby dying?
There is perhaps a slightly more, actually, I don't know if this is harrowing or just funny. A friend of the show, Jackson Bailey, insisted for the longest time that the final shot of that movie was a baby in a gutter. And
I don't think that's right.
I think that's Train Spotting.
Oh, maybe he's getting it confused.
Train Spotting and Benjamin Button.
Hey.
Start again.
Hey, what are all of our New Year's plans? I am going to go see some illegal fireworks on a beach.
That's exciting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend of mine. I will not name them because I don't think they'd want me to. And also illegal fireworks. But I have a friend who makes
also, when do we name our friends unless they're also on podcast?
Damn.
We usually just say, a friend of mine. Sometimes that's code for me.
I name all my friends.
I never
do you
name
not?
A friend. I guess I suppose all your friends are also part of this podcast studio.
Adam's got other friends, I assume.
I have friends out. I have lesser, uncool friends who are not part of this podcast.
Less
network.
Cool than the Dungeons & Dragons professionals.
I know it's harder to think, to imagine, to conceive, but yeah, it is true. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I know.
What about the fireworks makes them illegal?
Well, they're homemade. And I just know for a fact that that can't be legal.
That's okay. Not how things work.
So in preparation for this episode, I was like, oh, obviously started thinking about fireworks. It's New Year's Eve. Mm. Did you know the recipe for fireworks is just on WikiHow?
That is...
Well, that's probably how this guy's making them.
Yeah, very possibly.
I assume it's a man.
I was purposely not gendering them to kind of develop, but actually friendship, this uncool friendship group is all guys. So yeah it is.
Those are the people least afraid of blowing their eyelashes to smithereens.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need them.
Who needs them?
Eyelashes don't help boys.
No.
They're a girl specific thing.
Yeah. They help us blur out what we don't need to see.
That's what those girls who are putting on the, like, you know, those fucked eyelash extensions that look like they're being skull fucked by like heaps of spiders.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's because those girls have seen enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Just really dull that vision out. Give everything like bokeh effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just put a little blind down over your eyes.
Yeah, girls have eyelashes, boys just go blind when they need to.
Yeah. That's good. That's kind of like what we do to horses, but we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like, no, 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 girl, focus on the road. Focus on the road.
What are they called?
Blinders.
Blinders, that's it. Yeah.
But yeah, the WikiHow article got pictures and everything. It's got all the weights.
What surprised me the most is not that necessarily the information is on the internet, but that, you know, some Google searches, rather than having to click a link, Google will just tell you. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Google
yeah.
will just have the paragraph yeah, yeah.
You
there
don't
for
need
you.
To, you don't need to click on the WikiHow article. It yeah. just says it. Like that, ingredients.
That is what surprised me. The Google was like, oh, let me save you the click.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got you.
Because I was sure you could find out by like going on the internet. I just figured you'd have to do a little bit more work.
Mm.
It's like when you Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like when you Google.
It's like when you Google what, sorry?
Yes.
It's like when you Google, I want to kill myself.
You got to get, I'm aware that you got to get creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Google will keep being like, here's helpline.
Yeah, literally Google is like, help, help is available to you. But for some reason, there's no lifeline link that comes up when you Google how to make fireworks.
Yeah, that's messed
up. Which I think there should be. Yeah. I think it should be lifeline. Oh, yeah. Because if you're making fireworks, you don't have anything to live for.
Just check in. Just check in with someone. Just have Google, like,
that's
even...
That's what Are You Okay Day should be about. Fuck this, like, corporate business. Once I had a job that emailed me on Are You Okay Day, and it was like, are you okay? Tick yes or no. And I... it was mid-pandemic.
Oh, my God.
So I ticked no because I was like, who is okay?
Yeah.
And then they tried to call me, and I was like, absolutely not. This is a casual job. You don't... You're not that invested. I wish you just pretended you didn't care. But, yeah. like... The Are You Okay Day should not just be asking random people in the workplace if they're okay. It should be calling up your friends who do fireworks making, hang gliding,
stand-up comedy,
hiking alone,
weird dick puppetry,
yeah.
any of those people who are doing risky stuff,
yeah,
call them. Those are the Google searches that need the lifeline number. Yeah.
I think on the...
How many days without shower?
Yeah.
I'm there with you 100%, but I think it should be a separate call line that's just, I'm planning on not doing something. When I say doing something stupid, I don't mean self-harm. I mean, literally, I am planning on doing a dumb thing. Talk me out of this.
There should be, you know, like...
I'm about to lose my eyelashes. I need help.
I'm going to call my ex. I'm just going to do it. But first I'll call this line.
Yeah, there needs to be a secondary line. That's not I'm going to kill myself immediately, but I might do something that ends up with me dead.
Yeah.
What's the number for that?
I don't want to die, but I might. My hands might be a bit tied here.
I'm not invested in whether I live or die.
It's not really my business, but I think it should be someone.
I'm getting into bull riding, and
my favorite color is red.
1-800. Actually, no, that joke doesn't work. Never mind.
Have another go.
Nah,
I'll
end
it around it.
You're too American centric.
Yeah. What is 1-800 American?
Yeah.
No, 1-800 reverse or 1-800 mum dad.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, true. Yeah, gotcha.
I am a little bit younger than you guys. Were kids just real lost in the 90s? What was going on? What do you mean 1-800-MUM-DAD?
It was so that if you were out, because no one had mobile phones.
Right.
If you were out and stranded, you'd just go to a payphone and go 1-800-MUM-DAD.
And then, the charges would go to them instead of you.
It's like a reverse call. 1-800-REVERSE, 1-800-MUM-DAD, same thing.
Okay. You could also do it on a mobile phone, though, as well, if the phone didn't have any money left on its yada, yada, yada. And then sometimes, so if you were really cheeky, because the way it would work is it would ask you for your name, mm-hmm. and then it would call the other person and be like, do you accept the charges from, and then it would be like, Adam, or whatever.
Sure.
But if you were really cheeky, if you were really sneaky, you could be like, instead of saying your name, you could be like, I'm underneath the bridge. You could just give them your message. And so,
were you a troll as a child?
I dabbled
in trolling.
What do you
mean you're underneath the bridge?
Yeah, Adam didn't have that number to call. He was under the bridge a lot.
And like, I'm not saying I wasn't under bridges as a kid, but I'm just that I wasn't under a specific enough bridge that if I called my parents and said, I'm under the bridge, they'd know where I was.
Well, you could do other, you could be like, we need eggs or something like that. Do a lot of eggs.
We need eggs? You're calling home to say we need eggs?
I want maybe
you're out. You get the egg.
Oh, my God. Whatever. That's just an example. It worked. That I remember distinctly this system working when I was but a wee lad.
Really? I remember seeing all the ads on TV for them, so I knew how it worked, but I never used them. It was, I think it was old hat. Now they're all free.
Mm.
All the little phone boxes are free.
I have more experience with phone boxes than I should for my age group because I was in the Scouts for a long time and I went to 2 jamborees, which you're not even supposed to be able to go to 2 jamborees. It just weirdly lined up that I went when I was 10 and a half and I went when I was 14. But like, you are a scout between 10 and a half and 14. Like, right. Those are your scouting years.
Until you're like one of the Eagle or whatever. There's like
Venturers,
one for a, yeah, this is an adult one.
So you're meant to go to only one jamboree in your life?
Yeah, because they are every 4 years. But I swung it so that I ended up at 2 jamborees. 2 jamborees, by the way, too many. It's the first one was in Sydney, which was very cool because I was like a country kid, so it was like very cool. We got to just like run around the big city kind of thing. Ruin a bunch of people's wedding pictures by canoeing in the background.
Yeah!
But the second one was in Maryborough, Queensland, which is
didn't have the money for that one, I guess.
The only interesting thing about Maryborough, Queensland, which will become incredibly apparent if you go there, is that the author of Mary Poppins was born there.
Oh, really?
She didn't write it there. She left when she was 6 months old. She immediately moved back to London, where she wrote Mary Poppins, which is set in London. But Maryborough, Queensland has a Mary Poppins statue. They have a Mary Poppins museum. Some of their green walk-in lights are Mary Poppins.
Oh, my God.
They're theming it. That's all that's going on there.
They've made it sound like as soon as she was born, she said, rightio, none of this for me, too hot.
She was not in control. But because of Jamboree being, it was like 2010 and it was 2013. And so it was like we had mobile phones, but we just weren't allowed to bring them with us.
Right.
I think now that's totally not in your control. I think now kids are bringing their phones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can stop them.
No. But at the time, we were still in the gray area of like having semi-control over what your kids were doing. And so we weren't allowed to bring mobile phones. We had to bring payphone cards, like prepaid payphone cards.
Okay.
And call mum and dad. It's a 10-day camp, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But so there would always be these massive queues for the phones.
Mm.
And then I would come home from Jamboree and I would have a weird Pavlovian response where I would see an empty phone box and my instinct would be to like, oh, I got to get in there. But it's like at no other place in society in 2013 was a payphone a hot commodity.
Oh, God, it's free? God.
Oh, thank God, no one's in the payphone. Like no one else was using them. They were removed like almost like 2 years later. Like there are no payphones. And I still see them empty occasionally and go, oh, I should call. I have a phone. It's so Scouts is so bad for your brain.
I adore the idea of you climbing into the payphone and being like,
my mum's like, I'm with you now. Who are you going to call? I'm here.
It's your safe place.
Finally, payphone, no all for grace.
For this payphone. Also, it's so weird. It's like jail. Like you're lining up to call someone and there's a line behind you listening to your conversation.
Oh, geez.
And your conversation is like, the person in front of me was always like sobbing and being like, why'd you send me away? Oh. Most kids on Jamboree shouldn't be on Jamboree.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Because some of them are like, as you were saying before, some of them are like 10.
10?
Going away for 10 days at 10 is a big deal.
Yeah, I was not having that good of a time. I mean, I was okay, but
yeah,
Sydney was more exciting than Maryborough, certainly. And in Maryborough, I was a patrol leader, which meant I was in charge of some of these children with behavioural issues.
Ah, good.
Which at 14, also not equipped to do that.
No, absolutely not.
So I used a payphone in the city of Maryborough to call my mum to say, have I had my measles vaccine? Because all of my patrol got this weird rash on their backs. And I was like, I don't know what measles looks like, but I'm worried. And she was like, you've had the measles vaccine. And also I would be shocked if there was a measles outbreak, but it was because they had all gone jelly wrestling in a pool of jelly that was had been wrestled in by 100 other scouts that day. So they got like a weird skin thing.
Is jelly wrestling a pretty classic scouts activity?
Weirdly, yes.
Really?
Your clothes are on, but you're trying to get the other person's sock. It's called sock wrestling.
I've done sock wrestling.
Yeah, sock wrestling, but in jelly.
Never has anyone put me anywhere near anything wet for sock wrestling.
I think the venturers were bored.
The closest
I've
done.
They were like, let's up the ante at this sock wrestling. Put them in jelly. And then I was like, look at that jelly. It's so dirty. I'm not going in there. That's insane behavior. And they all did, and they all got a rash. And I was like, well, this is why we don't go in dirty jelly.
Yeah, it's probably breeding ground for fungus.
Yeah, also because it's literally a petri dish.
Yeah. Before you go on Jamboree, you have to go on pre-Jamboree camp to be taught about how to... It's a cult. It's a fucking cult.
Oh, my God.
I talk about it.
How long is pre-Jamboree camp?
3 days.
Hang on, is it like
so? It's 13? 13 days total.
Or is it like? No. Is there a gap?
There's a gap. There's like a month, like several months of gap.
Wait, so you do your pre-Jamboree and then you're just like what, waiting in anticipation? You're like, I've had a taste of Jambo. I need to get back.
Kind of worse. 3 days where they prepare you, and then they spend then several months and you do the actual thing.
Also, pre-Jamboree camp, I had a way worse time than actual Jamboree. I called my dad to come and get me from pre-Jamboree camp,
and they still let you in.
Yeah, weirdly. They would teach you how to do washing in a bucket with a hole in the lid with a plunger through the hole.
Oh, okay.
So you put water and your clothes and soap and then you plunge the shit out of them.
Oh, wash it, right, not your body, your clothes.
Your clothes. But then they would teach you how to wash your body so that you didn't get tinea. They were like, dry in between every toe, wear your jandals in the shower. And like, I was meticulous with my toe drying.
Same. I was terrified.
I still do that now.
Terrified of tinea. And I was also terrified of dysentery. This is what pre-Jamboree camp made me, for the rest of my life, terrified of dysentery. This was 2010. I was not at risk of dysentery.
What were they doing?
They were like, you got to wash your hands. You got to sanitize. You got to dip your plate in Milton solution before you put food on your plate, which means your bread roll is always wet.
oh, that's yuck.
It's a terrible way to eat.
Delicious. A bit of wet bread. Yay.
A bit of disinfectant.
Yeah, wet with disinfectant. Did all your food taste the same?
Little bit. Little bit.
They love the taste of disinfectant.
No good. And
that's good.
They were like, every year, One troop on Jamboree gets dysentery and they have to be locked down and quarantined from the rest of the Jamboree.
So they
put the fear of God into me about getting dysentery. I now think, and my mum has only recently, because I only recently told her about this again, and she was like, I think dysentery is just easier to spell than diarrhea.
I think they just meant
gastro. I think they were talking about gastro. I was scared of dying like they did on the Oregon Trail by shitting myself to death. And they were like, oh, you just get a tummy bug. Like I'm still terrified of dysentery. A grown man, an army veteran, sat me down and made me feel like the scariest thing that could ever happen to me was dysentery. The 2010s.
But that's terrifying, though.
So I was
shitting yourself to death?
It sounds awful.
I don't want to do it.
It's simply not how I want to go out.
No!
If I could choose between shrinking to a baby that dies in a gutter, potentially, and shitting myself to death, I'm shrinking to a baby every time.
Yeah, what about blowing yourself up with homemade fireworks?
Still that. At least it'll be quick.
I think your mom's absolutely on the money there, because surely a dysentery outbreak is the sort of thing where
you would be on the news.
You get to go home.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep you there.
That's what was so terrifying about it, was they would talk about it like there was absolutely no chance of escape. Like, once you were... Once you were in Jamboree, you were in Jamboree. And you were going home when everybody else went home. Like, there was no emergency reason to leave Jamboree. And I think that now, as an adult, there are several reasons that you should just be able to leave.
Yeah.
Was it really isolated or something?
It was Maryborough. It's not
and
that bad.
Sydney.
And Sydney.
Do you know what? Okay, now that you're saying it, you've just told me about the theme of a town. Any town with a theme has hospital access.
Oh, 100%. And it was,
they would take you, to a hospital.
We flew to Sydney, but we took the bus to Maryborough from Toowoomba. Like, my mum could have come to get me if I got dysentery. But I was just terrified. I suppose, to be fair, I was mostly terrified that first time, which was Sydney, where my mum couldn't drive to get me. But, you know.
Also, you
hospitals.
Were 10.
I was 10.
I think we're forgetting the 10 years old of it all.
Okay, I'm trying to write my new comedy festival show, and I keep thinking of more scout stories and more harrowing things that happened to me at school. And I'm trying not to write shows about those two things, because I have so far written two shows that were a lot about those two things. But the problem is, there's just so much more.
So much. Every time you tell me a new thing, I'm like, that's really funny. You should tell everyone in a big room.
But I'm trying not to be the girl who's always talking about school.
Well, I'm glad you don't have any upcoming traumatic situations that you could milk, but
that's true.
Maybe we just got to go back to the well, not dry.
The first year I had my appendix out, which was a lot of it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have that again.
No, you've already, it's done.
It's done.
What other organs aren't necessary? No. We can find another.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
One?
Are there any other organs that you don't need?
I think it's gallbladder, but they go back and forth on whether you need it.
I think they go back and forth on the appendix.
They
as
do.
Well now.
Yeah. Because immediately after I got it taken out, there was an article that came up on my phone that was like, they think they've discovered the purpose of the appendix. And I was like, well, sick.
Good.
Mine's lost.
Do they let you keep it? No.
And it was like COVID.
Yeah, it's
so I was on a cardiac ward, which was bad because the nurses didn't know what surgery I'd had. They were like, what's happening? And I'm like, so they didn't teach me how to dress the wound or like send me home with any bandages or whatever, because they were like, ugh. And they just like chucked me out on the street 12 hours after I went in there dying. It was very odd.
That is strange.
It was like the... Do you guys ever see the sequel to The Wizard of Oz?
No.
No, but I know there was one.
Did she go back?
Well, yeah, Liza Minnelli plays Dorothy, which is Judy Garland's daughter. But the opening scene is her getting rushed into like a harrowing, horrible horror movie hospital to get ECT shock therapy because she keeps talking about Oz and they think she's insane and it's the fucking... 60s? I don't know when they made this movie, but they like shock her brain to make her like forget. And then she wakes up in Oz again. And then she wakes up back in the hospital again.
Cool.
And then, I was like on the street in my pajamas. Like, I just had an organ removed. Like,
someone should be doing.
I didn't even get a pamphlet.
Something, yeah.
My flatmate's coming to get me. Like, is there not protocol?
Talking about things that people go back and forth on, isn't ECG, isn't that one
ECT.
Of them? ECT, sorry.
Oh, yeah. We fully debunked that one. I thought we were doing it.
Oh, maybe I'd, look, I look, oh, good thing I'm not a doctor,
do it
I guess.
For like, I think they still do it for schizophrenia sometimes.
That's so funny. Oh, good thing I'm not a doctor. I would have done it. I would have shot someone.
Just gone.
I thought it worked.
Written a script for ECT therapy.
I just half
gone
remember.
Gone to Chemist Warehouse getting shocked in the brain.
I just half remember hearing something maybe a year ago at this point being like, oh, maybe there is a use for it in this specific
it's
scenario.
It's definitely like last resort yeah. territory. But at the time, they did seem to do it for everything.
Kind of everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Like lobotomies.
Yeah.
Do we have any first resort medicine anymore?
From my experience?
Panadol.
Yeah.
I have a chronic pain condition, have done for 10 years, and quite often when I go to a new doctor, they go, have you tried Panadol? And I cry because, no, you think I didn't do that first?
What is this Panadol?
What? A miracle drug.
Hang on, Panadol for pain. No, sorry, I don't think you're listening. I'm in pain.
I'm in pain? I don't have a fever and I'm not a small baby. Those are the only situations in which Panadol seems useful.
Panadol? I've been just slamming my head in a door.
Yeah, I thought like if I just hit my head harder, pain stopped. But yeah. Pain worse?
I've just been stabbing myself in the hip with a broadsword. That's what yeah. Is that not good?
That's not Panadol, you say. Oof.
No, I haven't ever thought of that.
Yeah, and where could I possibly buy some?
You see the bit on my record that says I'm terrified of doctors? Why would I not have tried everything else before I have had to come and have this conversation with you?
A doctor truly believing that someone hasn't tried Panadol before they've come in.
Oh, I'm like, it's like they've shrunk to a baby before my eyes. Like you've crawled out from under a rock with a medical degree and nothing else.
God.
What do you mean?
I do appreciate when you're going to anyone for any sort of expert advice and it'll be like, you know, you're calling the bank or you're going to a doctor. Like you're going, this is your second resort, right?
Yeah.
And I like when they're at least like, now I'm sure you've tried this. I just have to double check, you know.
Yeah.
Did you, you know, turn caps lock off when you entered your password? Did you have some Panadol? You know, did you try going for a walk?
Have you had some water today?
Yeah.
Sometimes you do have to ask that, but yeah.
Yeah, you can.
It's weird when a doctor is looking at my records and still recommends it. I'm like, you know that I've had like endone before. Like we're there. We're not at Panadol levels, man. I wish we were.
Panadol osteo? Yeah. Panadol rapid. Oh, you probably didn't have the fast one.
Oh my God. This is like, this joke is like before I started comedy, I was in high school. I must have been like 14, 15, and this Will Anderson did this on the gala, and it has never, ever left my brain because he is a grown man with osteoarthritis, and he did this bit, and I was like, this guy, I think I literally said, this guy gets it.
He's one of the good guys.
In the living room, I was like, he gets it. And my parents were like, yeah, this bit's for you. It's like he goes to his doctor and he's like, my doctor, who is a great doctor but a terrible person, is like, what do you do for daily pain? And he's like, I take Panadol. Sorry, I'm just – you can Google this bit. It's like 2013 or 2014 Melbourne Gala, Will Anderson. But he's like, what do you take for daily pain? And Will goes, I take Panadol Osteo. Is that all right? And the doctor goes, Panadol Osteo, you can take that every day because it does fuck all. You should take that Panadol Rapid. It does fuck all quickly. And I was like, yes, preach, Will. Amen. In my living room, my parents being like, wow, we've never seen her this excited about something. She's been depressed for some time.
Probably needs more Panadol.
I wonder why.
Yeah. More Panadol and a comedy career is what has happened because of that.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yep.
Well, because there's
anyone. Yeah.
There you go.
I think I was going to say what you were going to say.
Well, then you can say it together.
Does anyone have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Did you say, does anyone have any New Year's Eve?
I did, but I meant to say resolution.
I thought maybe you were asking the listeners if they had a party you could go to. Anyone got any plans? We're in Melbourne. We've got nowhere to be.
I have never felt more cool than one time years and years and years ago. A friend was asking me, do you have any plans for New Year's? And my response was, a bunch of people are having parties. I'll pick one and go there.
Wow.
And he had the same reaction. I was like, I feel really cool right
now. Which one did you pick?
You're like,
I don't remember at this point. I don't remember.
You don't even remember? Yeah, I had a lot of parties.
This is how many
one.
Friends he's got. It's just... tossing him aside, doesn't even need him.
All of them are playing D&D.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my only plan is to go, they're doing a Rocky Horror screening.
Oh!
And I was like, I thought I might go to that. But also I didn't buy a ticket because I thought I might have a different plan. So it might be sold out. But that was my plan.
That sounds fun.
I thought I might go night swimming.
Oh, I think that's going to be my plan. I'm going to
see some fireworks on the shoreline. That'll be me.
Okay. Are we all going to be at
the beach? Away from that. Yeah, maybe we should go to the beach.
What did you say you were doing?
I'm going on a road trip to the beach for like 5 days over New Year's.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, we're all going to be at different beaches. Yeah.
Different beaches. That's not the safest way to do things. If I was recommending anything to people, I would say go as a group to the beach so that someone notices if you drown.
Are you going on your own?
Well, no, I mean, okay. But it's night. There's no red flag. Like, there's no lifeguards. Right, there's no flags. Be safe out there. I mean, I was going on my own. But now that I think about it, I should probably ask someone to come with me.
You should call that helpline for people.
I'm about to do something stupid. I don't want to kill myself, but it's really not up to me.
I'm neutral on it.
Yeah. You know, I might
be pulling a Harold Holt this New Year's.
You know that one night where everyone's going to be really loud so it'll be hard to hear when you're yelling as a rip is taking you out to sea? Yeah, I'm going
to
be...
I plan to be in the ocean. When there are no lights, no lifeguards, no flags, and just a lot of noise.
Yeah. Get in the ocean on the count.
Desperate.
10, 9. Wow, someone's really excited about the New Year. Get in! Oh my God, she's fist bumping! She loves New Year's!
It's truly like a Criminal Minds cold open. Like 10, 9, just screaming in a barn.
Barn?
You know, they love to get murdered in barns in America.
People do get murdered in barns.
They do get murdered in barns a lot. I thought you had moved. I'm glad you're still dying in the ocean.
No,
it's
the Australian ocean I'm describing.
Yeah.
What I find very funny, and this is slightly off topic, have you guys seen that they're doing NCIS Sydney?
Oh, yeah.
Not only have I seen that they're doing it, I have seen all of season one.
Okay. Well, I haven't, but I'm psyched about it because I just think it is insane that... Because, like, Criminal Minds went for 16 seasons.
Right.
That is an unrealistic numbers of serial killers for them to be one every episode. But at least America is big enough and they have enough cities to go that you can sort of plausibly believe that there's that much danger in one country. And same with NCIS. It is slightly more niche because it is exclusively naval crimes, but... I'm like, they have a big navy. Like, you know, they have a big military.
Yeah, they get around.
They do lots of naval stuff and their naval officers committing crimes and being murdered and whatnot. Maybe there's enough of them. But Sydney, the idea that there are enough interesting, and I'm not saying that there aren't crimes in Sydney. I'm saying they're not interesting or complex to solve. I think for the most part, it's pretty small fry stuff. But like the idea that there is enough interesting crimes in Sydney. Point blank. Let alone specifically naval crimes.
U.S. naval crimes.
Wait, is it U.S. naval crimes?
Oh, yeah,
like,
it's U.S.
What?
What about our Navy?
When I was thinking of it, I'm like, I'm not saying that our military doesn't do crimes. I'm saying that they mostly do them overseas. So...
Yeah, we're not on home soil.
So it's the U.S. Navy doing crimes.
Because it's NCIS.
Oh, so it's the U.S. Navy doing their overseas crimes and we're just helping?
So the NCIS is like the FBI for naval
crimes. Which, by the way, it's a spin-off of JAG, which was about naval law.
Yeah.
Which is even more niche. I can't believe the spin-off has lasted
it's
longer.
Insane. It's insane.
Oh, especially because we're the only country that watches it.
So CBS, I think, who own the rights to NCIS, I was looking those up because I was curious. At first, it was we'll make a show just for Australia, but we're not going to watch your shitty NCIS show. But then when the strikes happened, the SAG-AFTRA strikes, they were like, well, I guess we'll use your little shitty show now.
Right.
They used it, yeah, so that they... So that they wouldn't have to pay people, yeah. Yeah.
Scab show.
Scab show. Scab show. Sick.
That's what the S stands for.
I mean, I have heard that it's, like, fairly well written, but also... It's insane. Naval crimes.
It's
naval
wild.
Crimes.
So my family used to watch, like, not me, but my family used to watch NCIS every single week when I was a kid.
My mum still does. It's still the only thing on TV.
Yeah, they're still pumping them out.
This is my other, like, my mum was down here for Christmas, and we just weren't doing anything really because I was just dog sitting, but she was watching free-to-air TV on Christmas Eve, and I started getting really nostalgic for, like, Christmases of my youth, and then I realized that it was just that she was watching free-to-air TV, and our programming hasn't changed since I was a kid.
It really hasn't.
I was like, oh, let's watch the 2011 Rockwiz Christmas special again and pretend that the greats are still together and John English isn't dead. The country is certainly not living in the past. Also, most of my, like, Christmases from my childhood were in New Zealand. So the fact that, like, the three or four that were in this country and I've still gotten all the content.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. The only thing that's changed is now there are more NCIS shows.
There's more NCIS! Yeah.
That's all that's changed. It's great.
And on that note, I've been Kaz.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Grace.
Adam Cannavale, you are on D&D is for Nerds.
Correct.
You're on Shut Up a Second Sometimes.
Correct.
Where else are you?
That might be it. I'm on
He's
social.
He's going to dissolve into mist after this happens. He doesn't exist anywhere else.
That is true, yeah, unfortunately. So I'm at Retro Archetype on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, all of the socials. And I think that is actually it.
Nice.
I don't do many shows.
Adam will also be at the beach under some illegal fireworks removing his eyelashes.
Yeah. He will be bothering the wildlife.
Oh, yeah. Grace Jarvis, you are at Grace Jarvis Oh No on socials?
Yes, at Grace Jarvis Oh No on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. Fucking, I don't know, find me somewhere. Every app I like seems to die. I'm still on Twitter. People are like, Twitter's dead. And I'm like, not for me. I'm over there. It's
still alive.
That's where
I like
to hang out. Except not this time of year because my reply guys get very melancholic in my DMs at this time of year. So it's...
What a thing to say. Oh, my God.
No. It's nerve-wracking over there, but...
you've got to really connect him with a hotline we've developed.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. A lot of, like, if I were 20 years younger, and not in, like, a flirty way, in, like, a genuinely mournful way, where it's like...
Would that I were 20 years younger.
Yeah, and I had a chance with you, and I'm like, okay, this is a bit much for the arse end of the year. but, yeah, follow me. I'll be doing the Adelaide Fringe, the Perth Fringe, Melbourne Comedy Festival, Sydney Comedy Festival, Brisbane Comedy Festival, and Edinburgh. I think that's all. I'm not doing New Zealand next year. I want to, but it was really annoying.
Yay!
Not New Zealand as a country, just that no one knew there was a festival on.
You
it's a long way to fly
so
for no one to know there's a festival on.
Okay.
I've done so many forms. I can't be trusted. Anyway.
You can also find Grace in the ocean at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Pick an ocean. I'll be there, baby. Be like my Mako mermaids. I'll be out there developing a tail.
Aww. We'll all be sock wrestling in the same jelly.
Yeah. Eventually we will. You know, climate change is afoot.
Yeah.
And a lot of islands going underwater. So eventually we'll all be sock wrestling in the same jelly.
Happy New Year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.